Every Monday morning, everybody. Monday, December 26, 2022. It's Tom Drake's Daily Cruising Travel News Podcast, brought to you by The Snood Factory. www.thesnoodfactory.com. Tom Drake, who else would it be? It's my podcast. I am in Fort-de-France, Martinique. Now, if you've listened to the podcast previously or maybe the video updates, you know I've been here several times during this contract. I've talked about it. I'm not going to repeat myself or be redundant. I will tell you that Martinique is in the Lesser Antilles. It's not a bad place. It's in the West Indies. It's a pretty large island, 436 square miles, a population of over 364,000 people, 10 of which actually use deodorant. And I probably shouldn't say that on a Monday, the day after Christmas, holiday season. Happy Hanukkah. We are celebrating the holiday season on board the ship. Today is a special day. It's called Teach the Gentile Day or Educate the Goyim Day, because on Friday I fooled around with the fact I didn't know when Hanukkah ended. It could be Saturday, it could be Sunday, I don't know. Maybe it's 8 days, it's 8 1/4, 8 1/2. It's a hat size holiday. Well, I was instructed by friends of mine of the particular faith that Hanukkah ends at sunset tonight. I still don't get it. That doesn't seem like 8 days to me. It seems like 9 or 8 1/2. Not my business. Who am I to get involved? Maybe they made a deal to get a little bit longer for the same price. I don't know. They negotiated. But Hanukkah ends. Last night, there was a holiday show on board. The cruise director put on a great show. It really was. And all of the cast and other entertainers, they sang all of the famous holiday songs. The Christmas song and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. But the one song that stuck in my head that I've been hearing in my head since I woke up at 5 o'clock this morning is Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. I've got a dreidel. Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. The one Jewish song in the holiday show. Dreidel, Dreidel. You think the Santa Claus is Coming to Town? No. Dreidel, Dreidel, Dreidel. The young man that sang it was not Jewish, right? There aren't any Jewish kids in the cast. They won't work for this money. Their father would go, no, just stay home. I'll give you the check. Lachlan sang the song. He told me he was so worried he was going to mess it up, because you don't want to mess it up. It's somebody else's song in a way, you know? There's two verses. It's the same verse. I got a dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Stuck in my head all morning. Now, why would I waste time telling you that? Because now it's stuck in your head. Everybody's going to do the same thing all morning. He's got a dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Happy Boxing Day and happy St. Stephen's Day. Very busy day here. Boxing Day, as I'm told, I was told from guests last night, at least the lore, is that the word? The story goes, as over the years, the rich people in Great Britain, especially back in the day, because it's celebrated by, now it's celebrated the Commonwealth of Nations, but it was British colonies years and years ago. And the rich Brits, Brits, that sound like a bad word for a minute, they would celebrate Christmas and all the servants would serve them. Well, the day after, they kind of gave them a day off. As I'm told, they would look at the gifts they got on Christmas Day. If they didn't like it, they would box it up. They would box it up and give it to the help, as they called them in those days. I thought Boxing Day was a day where you put on a pair of gloves and you could give up somebody a shot. There's a guest that didn't like my show. I'd like to give him a quick right, but I'd probably get fired. That's Boxing Day. Now it's developed to be a Black Friday in other parts of the world. It's all about what's on sale and all those good things. But it began basically with the rich people re-gifting is when it began. It's also St. Stephen's Day. That's celebrated throughout Eastern Europe and Hungary and also in Poland and Slovakia. And that story is, I guess, St. Stephen was the first Christian martyr. He had a department store, and he refused to put things on sale the day after Christmas. Everybody had a sale, but Stephen said no, so they stoned him. All right, I made that part up. He's actually the first Christian martyr. He basically said things the authorities didn't like, so they stoned him. I live that every day here. They don't stone me here. They have the mid-cruise comment card. They come and see my show, and then that's it. They stone me with words. Happy St. Stephen's Day and happy Boxing Day, and let's get a dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. It's a slow day because everybody's off today. In the cruise industry, the day after Christmas is a holiday for them, so our offices are closed. I did see this over the weekend. I've been looking a lot at cruisehive.com. If you're interested in really drilling in deep into this business, you can go on and read all these things at length. But the Norwegian Gem and the Norwegian Getaway were both scheduled to sail out of New York in the last few days, but the bomb cyclone hit New York, and they could. First of all, I will tell you that sailing year-round in New York is the dumbest idea in the world if you don't have kids. But the reason they do it is because it's a drive-to port. Brooklyn, Hoboken, New York. If you live in Connecticut, New York, Pennsylvania, you can drive. You put the mutants in the van. You give them the medication, little Ritalin, put them in the back here and strap them in. You go and put them on a ship. The problem is you have 2 C-days to get to warm weather and 2 C-days to get back from warm weather in the middle of the winter. So now you're supposed to sail to New York. There's a bomb cyclone. You got on board and the captain goes, we're not going anywhere because the weather was so bad in the Atlantic, it was not safe to leave. So you spend 2 days in New York and you live in New York. You spend 2 days in the middle of a bomb cyclone, and then they ended up canceling ports like San Juan got canceled because they didn't have time. You had to go like hell to get there and go like hell to come back. Year round in New York, not my favorite thing to do, but I don't have children. If you have children, it's a good deal. What else? Vladimir Putin. You know, there's a rumor now all over the internet and social media that he does have severe cancer, and he's being kept alive with Western medicines. Kind of ironic. What is it? Why am I bothering? Because this was in the news and on cruiseindustrynews.com. The port of Gothenburg, Sweden, announced they had a hell of a year. The reason is we can't go to Russia. So the crews are like, where are we going to go besides Russia now? You always, if you do the Baltics, you're doing Finland, Sweden, Denmark, Norway and Russia, and Copenhagen, a beautiful city, Helsinki, a beautiful city, Stockholm, a beautiful city. They've added Gothenburg, also a beautiful city. So they had 81 cruise ship calls this past season. They have a short season, and next year they have 92 on the books, and that's because you can't go to Russia. So this opens up a new deal, because now the people that I know that are bucket list people, they, you know, they have to be anywhere a ship goes, they have to go. They're going to book the Baltics, so we're going to go to Gothenburg. It looked very nice. I did some research. And what the problem is, it's about a 20-minute bus ride to get into Gothenburg. That's a drawback, you know. People, it's, you get Stockholm, you get off the ship, it's right there. Helsinki, you get off the ship, it's right there. Copenhagen, you get off the ship. Little Mermaid, it's right there. You can walk in, catch a little bus or whatever. Anyway, Gothenburg is big and hot now. Internet connectivity. It's a big deal in this business. It's the reason I do a podcast instead of a video update. I used to do a 6-minute video update. I now do a 20-minute podcast. The reason I gave up the video update, honestly, to get it uploaded through the internet was too difficult. So I do a podcast. I started a long time ago in this business. I was on the Norwegian Sky in 1999 when the first internet cafe opened. 6 computers. The computers, they weren't flat screens, you know, with the big monitors, you know. 6 of them. People lined up to use it. They didn't know if it would be successful. Initially, I think they were charging 30 cents a minute. After the first cruise, it went to 95 cents a minute. When it first started, it was pretty fast because there were only 6 terminals. There were no laptops and, you know, phones hooked up and everything else. When they realized how popular it would be, it got slower. I'm not making this up. It went from 30 cents a minute to 95 cents a minute and was half the speed because they were making a fortune off it. Now, it's an important part of the cruise experience. You better deliver it. And everybody's looking for better systems. And there's a company out of Luxembourg. It's a French satellite telecommunication company. It's called SES. I spent 2 hours trying to find out what it stands for. As far as I know, it's SES. They had a meeting, go, what do you want to call the company? SES. Let's call it SES. They're a satellite telecommunication company, and they have a new series of satellites going up. They're called the O3B Empower. Explorers Voyage, the new luxury line from MSC, and also Princess have already signed up. Once they get it completed, they're launching satellites after satellite. Ironically, you know about Starlink. That's Elon Musk's amazing satellite system that he has up for internet. He's the one sending up their satellites. Hey, money's money. But all of them are going up by SpaceX, and eventually they're going to have, I don't know how many in orbit, and they promise faster internet speed. Their new satellites have more than 5,000 digitally formed beams. I don't know what the hell that means. And they have extensive next-generation ground infrastructure. I know less about that. When it's all done, there'll be 11 powerful satellites. Of course they'd be powerful. Would you put that in the press release? We'll have 11. They're not bad. It's got a little bit of power. And Tuesday, it's better than Wednesday. 11 powerful satellites. But the guy in charge of this, his name is Gregory Martin. What a BS artist. I mean, he can't just come out and say what things are. They got to make it corporate speak. Here he is describing, he describes the passenger experience as very correlated to the connectivity that the ships consume. What do you mean? Yeah, if there's too many people using it, it sucks. He went on to say that SES is seeing cruise lines extending connectivity to their islands with the aim of creating a more frictionless experience that will enable passengers to carry out transactions using the system. What? You just want faster internet. Cut to the chase. I'm in a bed of bed. Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. It's my head. All right. We have a lot of lists. We, who's the we? It's just me and the microphone in a little room. There are a lot of people that listen to this, and I know who they are, and they're bucket list people and exotic destination people, the Galapagos and other places that I have no desire to go to. Africa is just as hot as Antarctica. Now, that doesn't make sense. What I mean by hot, I mean very popular. Antarctica is very cold, and of course, Africa is very hot. And I bring this story up. It's in It's in Travel Weekly. You can look for yourself. Because I have dinner with people. They've been on safari four times. Well, there are three new camps being built in South Africa. Two of them are for bears and lions and tigers and things. The other one's for fish. One of them's in the South Africa's Tuzwala Kalahari Game Reserve. And, you know, very important to understand that Americans that go on safari, they don't go on safari. They go on a luxury safari. Everything has to be five-star. So the new resort in South Africa's Tuzwala Kalahari Game Reserve has private safari homes, four but one-bedroom homes, two-bedroom homes. They come with a dedicated butler. All the meals are prepared by a private chef. And, of course, you have your own safari vehicle, your own guide, your own tracker. That's roughing it. These people were never Eagle Scouts. You know, you never slept in the woods and had mosquito problems. Another one going up in Mozambique called Banyan Tree. I've been to Mozambique, Maputo, Mozambique. In fact, I did the old joke when I was there. I was in Maputo. There was a Kentucky Fried Chicken in Maputo. I went in. I ordered a six-piece dinner. I put it together. It was a cat. I'm here all week. And there's another one going to Botswana. And I'm not going to detail all of it. I'm just telling you, if you're new to this podcast, there's nothing groundbreaking about this, Drek. What I do is I read all these stories and I go, all right, this might be interesting. So you can find it all on Travel Weekly. More information about the latest new safari camps that are opening up, or cruisehive.com or ctrade.com or cruiseindustrynews.com. It's all there. My job is just to make it easier for you. I look at it and go, all right, this might be interesting. All right, I'm going to go off now and have a drink while I sing dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. Have a happy Monday. I'm going to relax, you know, day after Christmas. Kind of a busy time for us here. I will talk to you tomorrow, and I think we're in St. Kitts. We'll see. Have a good one.